Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text that serves as the basis for today's message is from the Gospel of Matthew, the 11th chapter. Bobby, Mom, John and Rita, our friends and all our friends in Christ. Anyone who knew Carl knew that he embodied a certain joy about life. It's easy to look at Carl and all that he suffered in his life and imagine that he could have been upset, I would have been upset, that he could have been mean, I would have been mean. But he wasn't that. All my life, I've known Carl. He's always greeted me with joy, with laughs, and with the same words every single time. Hi, Lou. He always had that smile. And we're going to miss that. But his smile, it's not gone forever. The joy that Carl had in life is now completed in the work of Christ. Carl's work in this life is over, and now he awaits the day of resurrection, the day that we're all hoping for, because he's resting in our Savior. Our Lord tells us that his Father hides the things of God, the knowledge of God, from those who would make themselves wise, those who think that they've got the world figured out and understood. And the Father then reveals the knowledge of himself to those who are like children, who may lack understanding, and those who simply trust in the goodness of their Heavenly Father. That was Carl. Baptized 83 years ago, Carl became a little child. He became a child of God. Despite all else that may have happened in his life, there was no better identity than that. That which was given to Carl in baptism. The Son was revealed to Carl in that water. Faith was delivered to him. Faith was created in him that day, sustained him throughout his entire life, and it never made things easy. Faith doesn't make things easy. But the faith placed in him, through the sacrament of the water and the word, it brought him to the day of his death, and where, while his body is here with us today, it awaits the day when it will be remade into the likeness of Christ. This is the Christian hope. No matter what we suffer, we look forward to the day when all things are made new in Christ. During this Advent season that the church is celebrating, we are afforded the opportunity to remember that we're Easter people, waiting to rise from the dead when our Lord returns. And as he rose from the grave, so too shall we. That day is quickly coming, and we await it even now. We await this second coming of the Christ. We look forward to the day when he returns to make a new heavens and a new earth and to raise all who believe in him unto everlasting life. And then Carl and all of us who are in Christ will be brought out of our graves by the very hands which created us, and we shall live forever with him. Our Lord Jesus Christ in his incarnation took upon himself human flesh, Carl's flesh, and he bound up into the Godhead flesh forever, that all who are human, as he is, may be perfect as he is. And as he is the Son of the Father, we are made sons and daughters of the Father, daughters and sons of the King. We are his children, and we are inheritors of all good that comes from his hand. Though the burdens of this life are plenty, when we are in Christ, there is a rest, and we have that even now. We rest in his peace. We rest in his comfort. We rest in the knowledge that no matter what the world may bring to us, our Lord stands beside us, guarding us, fighting for us, and making us ready for that glorious day. And Carl, though he now sleeps in Christ, he's done with this life and he awaits the next. The faith once for all delivered to the saints is Carl's. It is ours, and it preserves Carl, body and soul, even now. This is the same faith that we've been given in our baptisms. This is the same faith that Carl had, that was created in the water, sustained through bread and wine, the true body and blood of Christ, and was strengthened in the forgiveness of sins preached to him. This is the same faith that we have. It's the same one we've been given. It's the same faith that will bring us to the day of our Lord's return. The burden of the Lord is not great. It's light and easy. The fight for Carl through all of this life is over. But it always has been. No matter what disease may have done to his body, no matter the pain that he suffered, the end was always in sight through Christ. The whips and the beatings that our Lord endured, the torturous impact of the hammer and the nails, the mockings and abuse that he suffered at the hands of angry men, all speak to the pain which we endure. And since Christ endured these, suffered these, died from these, and still was raised from the dead, so shall we endure, suffer, die, and be raised. Christ in his resurrection still bore the marks of the nails that hung him from that tree. And he bears them even now so that we might know that the thorns in our flesh, those thorns, those pains that we endure, will bring us to the day of everlasting life, just as they did for Christ. We are the children of God. We're given knowledge of him, which leads to this resurrected life. And though we may grow faint and weary in this life, though our strength gives way to weakness and sickness, our mortal bodies shall put on immortality when our Lord returns. And what a glorious day that will be. Reunited with our bodies, our souls, which have longed for the Lord's return, shall finally have their peace forever. Death shall be no more, neither pain nor fear, and we shall stand side by side with one another, singing the praises of the Lord Jesus Christ, who conquers death and uses it as a footstool. We have this promise from the Lord. And the one who raised himself from the dead will accomplish this for us. Carl has this promise. And we'll see our Lord vindicated in this promise when we stand with Carl and we look to Christ. These are not empty promises. The Lord's resurrection from the dead is the most provable point of all of history. Paul tells us, if Christ is not raised from the dead, then we are most to be pitied. But thanks be to God that he has given us the faith to believe, the history to prove, and the witnesses to see that the Lord always makes good on his promises. This is true. We shall be raised. Carl shall be raised. And with the cry of command and the blast of the trumpet, we shall meet our Lord at his return. He has given this knowledge to you so that you might believe as Carl did and find rest for your souls. Jesus has promised it, and we believe it. He has given us eyes of faith to see, and our hearts do believe it. And this shall be proved to us, the fulfillment of all of our hope in the years of Christ. When he comes again to judge the living and the dead, we shall be judged according to his work for us, his salvation for us, and will be welcomed into the eternal rest that Carl has already begun to joyfully experience. We await this day with great hope and with great faith, like little children who trust that their Father will return to them, comfort them, will hold them, will take care of them. This is the childlike faith that Carl was given, and it is our faith. It is our hope. It is the fulfillment of the promise of Christ. It is great joy. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.